This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Monday was a day of remembrances for the 157 people killed on an Ethiopian Airlines flight Sunday. Passengers from more than 30 countries were on that flight, and United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says that this is a huge loss to the international community.
Today we commemorate 157 lives lost in the terrible air crash in Ethiopia. Many of those people who lost their lives were members of the UN and aid community, and three of them were colleagues, UNHCR colleagues, colleagues from my organization.
Ethiopian Airlines, as well as other countries and airlines, have grounded their fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets while the investigation continues. U.S. President Donald Trump proposes a record $4.75 trillion federal budget for the 2020 fiscal year. Some leaders in Congress, which controls the purse strings, are declaring the wish list dead on arrival. We get more from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
One budget item Democrats who control the House of Representatives say they will fiercely oppose is billions of more dollars for construction of a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. At the White House lectern on Monday, Acting Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt, defended the request.
This $8.6 billion is geared towards what we would need in addition to complete that wall.
The budget boosts defense spending by nearly 5%, more money than even the Pentagon requested, while slashing nearly one-fourth of the State Department's funding. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Fighting continues in northeastern Syria, where U.S.-backed forces say their final assault on the Islamic State terror group enclave of Baghouz is underway. This is VOA News. Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led coalition blamed one another Monday for the deaths of more than 20 civilians in a village in northern Yemen over the past several days. The victims include children. A nationwide power outage continued in a six-day Tuesday in Venezuela. This while being caught in the middle of a power struggle between President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been recognized by the United States and several other countries as the interim leader. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Russia is working with Cuba to keep the Maduro government in place in Venezuela, blocking a UN resolution last month to help the people there.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
Venezuelans have been filling water bottles from drainage pipes, and power was restored to parts of the country on Monday, but was reported to be unreliable. Algeria's ailing president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, announced Monday that he has reversed his decision to seek a fifth term, bowing to weeks of mass demonstrations against his rule. We get more from Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue.
After weeks of protests, Algeria's president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has announced he will not run for a fifth term. But he's also delaying the April election for an indeterminate amount of time. For now, there are reports of jubilation from the thousands of people demonstrating against his initial bid to run again. He's 82 years old and ruled for 20 years, but has rarely been seen in public since suffering a stroke in 2013. The protesters reject him and the entire establishment, dominated by veterans of the War of Independence against France that ended in 1962. Bouteflika's opponents say they don't believe he's in a fit state to run the country, suspecting he was being kept in place to protect the grip of the military and business elite.
That's Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Indian Secretary Foreign Secretary Vijay Gokhale and Washington Monday and told him that the United States stands with India in fighting terrorism. After the meeting, the State Department said that the two discussed the importance of bringing to justice those responsible for a suicide attack on an Indian paramilitary convoy claimed by Pakistan-based militants. The State Department and the diplomats spoke of the urgency of Pakistan taking meaningful action against terror groups operating on its soil. Last month, the suicide bomber killed 40 Indian paramilitary troops and a convoy in the disputed Kashmir region. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.